This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And this half hour, the opening half hour, brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. One of my favorite people on this planet joins me now, Chris Wheeler. Wheels, first of all, how are you doing, my friend?
Well, I'd like to say back at you on favorite people, and I'm great, Steve. The Phillies are in Lakeland today, and I'm standing at the back of the driving range at Bel Air Country Club with a 1:45 tee time. So that doesn't get much better.
That's pretty good. All right, I love it.
Yeah, I knew you would.
That's a pretty good deal. Just so you know, it's 34 here, and I thought about the driving range, and the thought passed.
Yeah, well, it got a little chilly up there. We got a little cooler down here today too. It's only going to be about 70 today, but it's a little cool. Yeah.
Oh, that was just like a knife in the back. Thanks.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, you had to do it.
One time.
Hey, what's it been like being down there with the ball club down there for spring training?
You know, I love it. I love my role now, too, because, you know, it bothered me that first year in 2014 when I wasn't going to be on the air anymore, and I thought, how can they play the season without me? They left and went to Texas for a year or two. But now I go out there and I smell the exhaust from the buses when they pull out after the last game. I mean, I get to stay here till July. I have a great place right on this golf course, 36 holes. And life is good. And I do the PA still, which I've been doing pretty much since 1972. So I still do that out there. I'm still involved. So I'm around the ball club. And then when the time goes, when it's serious, when I don't want to be serious anymore, they leave.
You know what? Is there a part of this, okay, that you don't miss at all? I'll bet you miss the games. You probably miss the guys. But there's a part that you just don't miss.
Probably the travel, Steve. You know what that's like when you're bouncing around like you do, you know, on a weekend and then for your basketball game. So I went 37 years. I'm not complaining because, you know me, I don't do that. But I went 37 right. years and did not miss a road trip. I mean, that's a lot of travel and a lot of time that you don't have to yourself, because when you come home, then you do all the home games too. So that one thing I don't miss anymore is the travel. And the other thing probably would be that it was just starting when I got out, was having to deal with the social media and the texting and all that nonsense. Used to be, if somebody didn't like you, they had to write you a letter. You know that feeling. And now, you know, within 15 seconds, they can say some dumb thing, and it's all over the place. And then you know, you're reading it while you're sitting there between innings and getting ticked off. So anyway, that was just starting, basically, when I got out. And that's one thing that I certainly do not miss, because they kind of make you have social media accounts now to interact with the fans. And I understand the part of that. But when you do what we do for a living, and you know exactly what I mean, you don't need somebody sitting in their basement second-guessing you.
No. And you know what's interesting is Jack, Dick, and I don't do it. We don't do it. I mean, literally, none of us have. I mean, do I technically have a social media account? I do, because the radio station here makes me have it. I've never posted on it. I've never read it. I don't know what's on there, right? But the three of us, Girardi, Ham, and I, don't do it. Now, I worked with I did some Big Ten Network games with Jim Jackson. And I remember in commercial breaks, he'd be on his phone. Yeah. And finally, I looked over and I said, "Hey, Jimmy," I said, "I'm just curious." I said, "Not, you know, not, you know me. I'm about as judgmental as the wall." I said, "What's what's the deal with the phone?" He goes, "Ah, Steve, they're making me post on social media commercial breaks what I'm seeing." I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Right, and he didn't want to do it. I mean, Jim Jackson's a great guy, but the social media part, no offense. I remember Learfield saying to us, "You could post about injuries." I said, "Well, why do we have a pregame show?"
right. Yeah. Well, you know, they were starting to put a little pressure on me there in the last year in 2013, and I flat out, you know, ornery enough and at that point established enough, I said, "No, I'm not doing it." Well, I think that was one of the reasons why they decided to move on from me, because they could understand pretty much that I either wasn't going to do it or I was going to do it so little, and I wasn't going to do what they wanted to do and get involved in controversies with people I don't know. So I just didn't do it. But that would be the thing, probably, you know, that I miss having to do, and I'd probably have to do that if I still wanted to be around. Oh, and now I don't. I want to text you before a game and ask you, "How you doing?"
He knows he can text me about anything. But that's because we're so close. That has nothing to do, right? This isn't social media, right? But I've told my class. I said I don't have to do it. I said, but you do, because it's just the era. And I've told them, you need to have responsibility, because if you get into a Twitter fight with somebody, the only person that loses is always the known entity, not the anonymous person.
Amen. And I get a kick when I hear people say, "Well, you know, I erased it," or "I didn't, you know, it's out there somewhere." And kids now, you know, kids do this stuff nowadays, and then they go to get a job, and they got some video out there of them, you know, dancing with a sock on their head or something worse, you know, at a frat party. And they wonder, "Well, why doesn't that guy want to hire me? I thought I got rid of that." Well, they can find anything nowadays. So,
yeah.
Anyway, the best thing to do is, without you and me sounding like a couple of Neanderthals, is to understand what it really is. It does have advantages, there's no doubt about it. Yeah. But I think in our business, it has a lot more disadvantages.
And you know what? The last thing you need to do is think. I mean, seriously, you do all that prep because when it comes time, you're just doing what's in front of you. How? Let me ask. I'm going to ask you about the ball club in a second.
But
I saw I don't know if you know Mike Gorman at all, who's done the Celtics for 43 seasons. He's retiring after this. All right, and I know Mike a little bit, and he was. When he first started, he came in with all these notes. And Tom Heinsohn, he's him telling the story to Harry Smith, takes the notes and throws them in the garbage. He said, let's just talk about what we're watching. Right?
Yep.
And in the end, that's what you and I actually do. Yeah, I've got stuff in case I need it, but it's only in case I need it.
Right. And I totally agree with that. You know, I've always said to people, don't write down a lot of talking points that you think you have to fit into a broadcast. Now, no problem. Look, what we did, if you want to put a few things down and it's 10-0 in the first inning and you're losing and you're in California, you can hear everything clicking off, and nobody's watching anymore, and you want to entertain yourself or a few people that are out there, yeah, then you can refer back to this story that I could tell about Tommy Lasorda back in those days or something. But no, I never was one of those ones that some broadcasters where they'd write down 10 talking points and then they'd try to fit, you know, 8 of them in at some point when it made no sense to even put them in there because they had done some research on it. So, yeah, they can help. But you really have to understand what you can do and not do.
The game is still the thing. It's not the whatever. Okay. That's okay. Everybody, get off our lawns.
Yeah, I feel like Clint Eastwood right now.
That's right. So, look, it's obviously can be a hodgepodge this time of the year with the number of lineups. They're just trying to see what people can and can't do. What's been your general impression of the team?
Well, you know, this team is different, very different from a lot of teams that I've been around. A little bit last year, but especially this year. Well, you don't come to spring training and talk about if this guy makes a club, if this guy plays second, if this guy plays short. You know what your lineup is. You basically know who the position players are. You're trying to put your pitching staff together in the order that you want it to and have it healthy and to have your bullpen healthy. Because nowadays, bullpens are so huge, especially early in the year, because the starters don't go that many innings. And you need relief pitchers, and you have to carry a guy or even two that can give you multiple innings. Because you can't throw those one-inning guys out there every day because you're going to have them blown out by June if you do that. So it's a very different game that way. This team went to the World Series and obviously should have gone to the World Series last year. I give Arizona all the credit in the world because they did what they had to do, but that was incredibly disappointing not to be able to win one more game there. And, you know, people look at this team again and say, you know, has it potential to be in postseason? You know, we still have to deal with the Atlanta Braves, obviously, and they're extremely difficult. And say, well, you knocked them off twice. Yeah, but you don't want to get in that thing. You got to knock them off three times in a row and try and avoid that because they're just so solid. So it's a good team. A lot of guys down here that aren't getting any hits. People get concerned, and I understand that. But I remember John Kruk going over the spring one year, and he said, what do you think? I want to leave them down here? So, yeah, you know, I mean, there's two ways to look. There's two ways to look at it. Harper's back's bothering him a little bit. He said he hasn't played for a few days. But, you know, and he has such a violent swing anyway. I don't have to describe his swing to you. He doesn't do anything easy. Right. I don't even think his practice swing's easy, it seems like. So it's a little bit of a concern, I think. But other than that, knock on wood, this time last year is when Hoskins blew that ACL. So, you just count your blessings and hope that you can go another week and everybody's healthy.
And you understand the grind of this. I mean, I realized the fan going and watching games and so forth, but how difficult is it to project a team in March because of the grind and all the twists that and turns that could possibly take place over 6.5 months?
Well, what I've always said about baseball and to people that talk about, well, you know, you got your team, there'll probably be 40, 50 guys active at some point during the season before it's over, and some of them playing really, really key roles for you that you didn't count on when you left Florida. So that's a big, big part of baseball. They get the 25, 26 that go north. There's so many changes that go on during the season because of guys you may have to option because they're not playing very well, or you trade, or unfortunately they get hurt and you have to replace them with people. So pitching depth it's like a football team or a basketball team. You got to have depth because the same guys aren't going to play all the time because they're going to get hurt and they're going to get tired, and you need other guys to step in that are major league caliber baseball players. Right now, this is a really good team that will leave here on paper. But who knows what it's going to look like in June or July. And that's what you really have to worry about.
All right, I got to give you your shot before you go out and start striping drives.
Yeah, right. I wish.
just say,
you know what,
Steve.
Obviously, I thought about that today. My segment comes on the show. And, you know, at this time of the year, there's not much I can ask you except for you to tell me. And you've seen so many of them, and I've been lucky enough to be there with you a few times for spring practice. What do you think?
Well, I mean, what's interesting is that with three new coordinators, right, everybody's getting used to everybody. Now, Andy, Koltunicki, and Tom Allen were here in December. So they at least know people. Part of it is how much terminology was kept in, and with different elements, what new terminology is now in there? Because as you know, you have to. It's like acquiring a catcher from another team, right? Okay, they have to learn the language of the pitching staff and also the pitching coach and the manager, right? Right? Right out of the gate. Well, the same thing you got to do, except you got to do this with 50 guys on each side of the ball. What terminology did you keep in? What new terminology do you have? And then you put in what works along the way. So that's where they have been. And I think that to this stage, I like what I'm seeing. I see the depth, you know, which is big. I see the athleticism, which is really important, right? And I see that they've got some stuff as to what can be, but going back to what you just said about the ball club, all right, how healthy are you going to be as time goes? Because there'll be twists and turns. That's why I look at the depth all the time. I'm always looking at the second and thirds, because there's some point those second and thirds might have to be elevated for a game or two to be ones and twos.
Really? Well, I got to tell you, I met Coach Hagans down here.
Oh, good.
Which
Marcus,
was interesting. Yeah. He came. He met somebody from our organization on a flight coming to this area, and they invited him to come to a ball game. And then Rob Brooks, who's our director of broadcasting, he said, well, you got to meet this guy because he's a big Penn State. So it was cool. I went downstairs and I met Coach Hagans and his family. And, you know, his wife was saying, we were on a flight coming down here and people found out the Penn State football coach was on. She said, but I didn't want to tell him what position he was coaching. That was a great line. So, I talked to him a little bit because, you know, he could tell I kind of knew what I was doing. And I asked him about Lambert Smith and all. I said, you got to figure out ways for those hankies to stop dropping when he's out there, because that kind of sets you back a little bit. He laughed. Yeah. So, but that is one position, I think, you know, that you can speak to that probably needs a little upgrade or some guys to step up, I think.
Well, Fleming is going to be a good player. You can see it right away. He's precise. He knows the offense, good hands, and he can block. Now, I look at Lambert Smith in the same way I look at Devon Ellis and Akeem Beeman. If you went into the transfer portal, right, and you were able to acquire those three guys, right, you'd feel better about your football team. Right? Well, right. They kept those guys, including Lambert Smith. And Lambert Smith is a guy that has, obviously, the potential to be very good. And I think he's going to be helped out by the presence of Fleming, just like a healthy Harrison Wallace makes a big difference. And then Liam Clifford's a good player. And let's see who else steps up. Like, does a Saunders step up? A couple of other guys you're looking at that can step up. Who can step up to fill those spots of maybe 5 through 7? Because I feel good about the first 5. Amari Evans has a chance to be one of those guys that can step up. So it's not like they don't have talent there. They do, but the word you have was the perfect word, consistency.
Yeah. Well, he, you know, everything I heard about him, too, and a buddy of mine who works for the Phillies named John Brazier is a Virginia grad, and everything I've heard about Coach Hagans is that he can really recruit, and he's from down that way, too, in that Delmarva area. He's been pretty good to the Penn State over the years with Virginia and Maryland. And that's an understatement. So you would think he probably could help us a little bit in that area, too.
Well, I used the Delmarva term once with James, and he looked at me and he went, what? I said, DMV. He goes, oh, yeah. He says, Delmarva. I said, yeah.
Hey, he's from Philadelphia. What do you expect? He would laugh if I said that. You know, he's a suburban Philly kid like me. You know, we have our limitations.
Hey, I'm going to let you go play and enjoy it. Have a great time out there. And I'm going to go to practice this afternoon. So
tell Coach Hagans I was asking for him and James.
I will.
Too.
Oh, hey, no, I will.
By the way, Renee,
Marcus.
I'm playing with Renee. She just pulled up here right now with Lynn Montgomery, David's wife. We're going to go out and play. And she, of course, loves you and said to say hi. So I want to
tell Renee, okay, give her a big hug from me, please. All right.
Will do. All right.
Thanks, my friend.
Pleasure. Keep in touch now. Always enjoy catching up with you.
You got it.
Okay, Steve. See ya.
That is the great Chris Wheeler joining us on the show. We'll go from that level of conversation to listening to Matt. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that the wrong promo? This half hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Spring has sprung, and it's time to dust off those insurance policies. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855 or visit our website at purdyinsurance.com to see what we can do for you.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.